Now, here's one of the stories we touched on earlier this morning. Gregory Campbell, the DUP MP for East Londonderry, has told the Commons, you may realise this from yesterday, that he had written indeed to the parliamentary watchdog about trips by Chris Hazard and Mickey Brady in 2018 and 2017, respectively, journeys which were paid for, at least in part, with Venezuelan money, but were not registered with Westminster. And Chris Hazard and Mickey Brady are Sinn Féin MPs who don't take their seats at Westminster. I put this to Michelle O'Neill, who was on the programme earlier this morning, and this is what she said.
Well, I mean, there's no story here. This is about the DUP trying to deflect from the fact that they're on the wrong side of Brexit. This is about the DUP trying to talk about, they have an acronym to talk about financial scandals whenever these people are, you know, have been associated with everything from NAMA Red Sky right up to RHA, and then obviously the latest trips from Ian Paisley Jr. What happened was Mickey Brady and Chris Hazard, two MPs, went along to Venezuela with the Electoral Commission to be international observers in an election, which is something that's part and course of being an MP. That's something that they do regularly. Our MPs travel to different countries at different times to be international observers. They, along with MPs from other countries, went along and were part of that. That's all above board, legitimate, and we don't have... There's no story here, but I think the DUP would like there to be. So,
Gregory Campbell is available to have a conversation with us. Gregory Campbell, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
According to Michelle O'Neill, the Vice President of Sinn Féin, you've a neck on you.
Right. Well, let's go through this step at a time, Frank. I'm a bit conscious of the time, and I'm sure you are as well, but let's go through it. MPs, when they're elected, whether they take their seats or not, there is an obligation on them to register any trips or any interests like this within a period of days. That is what that's how the system works. Now, at the moment, the way the system also works is that Sinn Féin don't take their seats. They get elected, but don't take their seats. In doing so, they are still, this is bizarre, but this is the way it is until we get it changed. They are entitled to claim their travel costs to Parliament to not attend, accommodations for a hotel room to not attend, and they get that, and also office costs. They get an allowance to cover office costs. Now, but they do not get a salary. Now, the point I was raising yesterday was this. Let's set aside the politics of going across to a dictator in Venezuela that has been widely ridiculed across the globe. Let's set that to one side, because they have a lot of answers to give us on that. But the pure protocol of what you have to do as a Member of Parliament, you need to register with the standard, you need to register with the registrar's office, and then what happens is they contact the Electoral Commission, or you can do that as well. They have not registered these interests. That's the basic bottom line. They haven't done it, and they're required to do it. The reason I raised it yesterday was that if you don't do it and you take your seat, there is a potentially a financial penalty, because they can say you're in breach and therefore we're going to suspend you, and you would lose your pay for the period of time that you're suspended. But if they don't get pay to start with, then obviously Standards Commissioner would have to look up, well, what other way can I impose a sanction of a financial input, whether it's their offices or whether it's restriction their flights or their hotels. But there has to be a penalty, just as there is if you take your seat.
Do you expect action to be taken? Because by your own admission there, you don't really know how the action can be taken.
Well, there has to be action taken, and there has to be some form of sanction if they are found to be in breach, and it would appear they are. Michelle O'Neill, you know, goes off on a tangent about what they do. Although one thing that she did say, which is useful, she did say in that clip you played there, Frank, that they do this regularly. Well, that's interesting. That is very, very interesting. I shall now be endeavouring to see how regular they do this, and did they not register those other trips as well, now that she's very kindly told us that they've been flushed out now to indicate what they're doing. Well, now that she has said they do it regularly, we'll have to establish what other trips they've undertaken, and have they not registered them either? Because if you're a Member of Parliament, you need to register those interests, and they haven't. That, you know, but the Standards Commissioner will investigate. They will look at it, and they will come back with a conclusion, and let's see what that conclusion is, and if they're found guilty, what the sanction is. That's the important point.
Do you expect them to come in for more criticism? Because Michelle O'Neill did say that they were monitoring elections. Justin McNulty of the SDLP has also criticised them for attending the reinstatement ceremony of the dictator. Do you expect them to answer more questions as Venezuela becomes more and more of a news item?
Yeah, well, I think there will be two separate things here. That's why I've tried to keep the two things separate. There will be the political connotations, you know, and you know, it's widely being the regime in Venezuela has widely been ridiculed now because of the sheer starvation that the presidency is imposing upon their own people, and actually declining offers of help from the United States. So their people are starving, and they won't even let food come in that's been offered by the USA. So if anybody is trying to justify or defend those sort of actions, then they will have very serious questions to ask. But that's a political issue, and they can be and should be rightly criticized for doing that. But the separate issue is, you know, if you live in a glass house, then you learn very quickly not to throw stones.
However, there are duties that MPs have to carry out, and when they don't take their seats in the House of Commons, as Michelle O'Neill said, they've been doing MPs' work, and not necessarily overseas all the time, but many different undertakings and monitoring of different events that may be having their roots overseas.
Yeah, well, I mean, they do pop up because of the whole Brexit thing, you know, I don't know how Michelle O'Neill managed to bring that into the equation, because going off to Venezuela's got, you know, it's got duck all to do with Brexit. You know, I don't know how anybody can make that attachment. But what they do is they do come along to Parliament and go out to College Green and be interviewed, and then get back on the plane and go back home again. And get paid for the privilege. So that's an issue that we have been raising for some time, and that needs to stop, and we need to look at that.
But they do considerable liaising in London. They have offices in London. Well, they liaise with politicians in London. They're meeting the leader of the opposition in London today. They have work to do on behalf of their constituents in Northern Ireland. They can argue that they're representing the majority of people in Northern Ireland in relation to Brexit, while you aren't.
Well, I don't see how you can say we aren't. You know, if Brexit is a big issue, and it is with everybody, and Brexit, the conundrum of the border and all of that needs resolved, and it does need resolved, then the place to do it is in the House of Commons, where your votes count. It doesn't count if you're out on College Green doing an interview, you know, and if Sinn Féin has 7 votes and they decide not to use them, then they're quite legitimately entitled to do that. But then everybody else is quite legitimately entitled to question why it is they say Brexit is such a big issue and they won't go in and cast their votes in a way that they think would be best suited for their community, just as we're doing for the wider community. You know, but they can't have it both ways. They can't castigate others and then be guilty themselves. They can't fly over at taxpayers' expense, do an interview, and then come back. You know, you say they are meeting the leader of the opposition. They are indeed, but they've met him for a long time. You know, Jeremy Corbyn was meeting with Sinn Féin for very many long years, long, long before they took seats, or long before some of them were elected to Parliament to not take their seats. So that's not a new thing about meeting Jeremy Corbyn. They've been doing that for years.
Okay, Gregory Campbell, thank you indeed. 0289033105. Malachy O'Doherty, but there's more than one Malachy in the world. It's just, I, as you often say, I worship at the altar of Malachy O'Doherty. This is another Malachy. Malachy, good morning.
There only is one, Frank, and it's me.
There's only one, and it's you. Go ahead. What's on your mind, Malachy?
You can get up off your knees. I understand you've been a worshipper. I absolutely think it repulses me that Gregory Campbell is even allowed on the airwaves. You see, the thing about Gregory Campbell is, you know, I know you're going to say this is wrong for me to say this, but Gregory Campbell is recognised throughout the land as a sectarian bigot. Now, he'll deny that, but he is. You know, this is a man that stood up in Stormont and made fun of the Irish language and every Irish speaker in this country, who is constantly on the radio barracking people about Irishness and Catholicism. And, you know, at the end of the day, he's jumping on the bandwagon about, you know, a couple of centres going to Venezuela. I'm not exactly happy with the fact that they were over there anyway. But in saying that, you can bet your bottom boots that they weren't staying in five-star hotels, eating caviar and drinking wine and mixing with the toffs the way the likes of Paisley and anybody in Westminster do. You know what I mean? I'd say sinners would be happy enough going to Subway and getting sandwiches instead of having tea in a Savoy. But for Gregory Campbell to come on and give off about, you know, the guys that were over there, I would say that if you asked them for the receipts for accommodation and where they stayed and what they did, you'd see they were over there doing whatever they said they were doing. And this is coming from a man who has a member of his party who brought the British Parliament into disrepute for milking money off the tap. And he's still, you know, he's still guilty of that crime. And he's up for other crimes.
Yes, but however, it's, by the way, it's not a crime. Let's get the facts right here. Ian Paisley has not broken any laws of the land, so it is not a crime. Having listened to what you've said, Maliki, you know, whether Sinn Féin members stayed in a standard B&B in Venezuela or not, as members of Parliament, they have to register what they do. Those are the rules. Those are the rules that they called upon Ian Paisley to register under, so Sinn Féin have to register under those rules as well.
But I think if you drill down under the ice, you'll probably find out that there's quite a few MPs in the House of Parliament are asked or sent to follow these elections. Now, I don't know the ins and outs of politics, but, you know, I mean, was this a trip, or were they sent or asked to go and look at this? Because you hear it from different MPs all over the place for different elections about, you know, they're sent here and they're sent there and they're sent everywhere. But I just find it absolutely repulsive that man can come on and give off about that when, you know, at the end of the day. And another thing I'd like to pull him on, he said that his, you know, in my opinion, 10 clowns that are in Westminster representing the whole of the community. Well, what's he talking about? He's talking about 200,000 people who vote for the DUP, which I would call their disciples. And it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter what anybody thinks about Brexit, about jobs, about economics. These guys want a hard border. And that's the bottom line. That's what they want. And that brings them into their realms. And this is, in my opinion, and everybody that I know in this country, it wouldn't matter if we were living in abject poverty, eating grass. As long as it was British grass, the DUP would be happy. And that's where they're coming from.
Okay, you've been very clear, Maliki, in where you're coming from in relation to everything that you've said. And obviously Gregory Campbell isn't still on the line to refute, as he would, the suggestion that he is either sectarian or a bigot in relation to his language about the Irish language. He would say that he's a duly elected representative for East Londonderry and he was being a comedian. Right, 02890 333 105, 077 66 105 105. Thomas phones us from time to time. He wants to make a point about Gregory Campbell. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning, Frank. I thought I was having a good laugh there about your man on about the doctor. The phone call, it was a quacker conversation that he had there, but the pure hatred coming in of Maliki there at the start, and then that guy coming on to complain about Gregory Campbell saying duck, and then actually saying duck himself about five times on the show. I mean, absolutely hilarious. But I mean, people say things like that all the time, Frank. There's people say B in front of that word and instead of saying the F word, and my uncle used to say, go up them fucking stairs or something like that there. And people have used that all the time. There's different words to sound like different words, but it just shows you how offended these people get that they have to phone a radio show about somebody saying duck on the radio.
Thomas, thank you. If you're wondering what Thomas is talking about and you're joining us late, people have been complaining, a couple of people complaining on the text as well, about Gregory Campbell's choice of language when he basically was answering some questions here about 15 minutes ago.
You know, I don't know how Michelle Neal managed to bring that into the equation, because going off to Venezuela has got, you know, it's got duck all to do with Brexit. You know, I don't know how anybody can make that attachment.
Should we be offended by the use of the duck word? What is the world coming to? 0289033105 0777 66 105 105. Maybe we should be saying this about Gregory.
What are you playing at?
Yeah.